This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The Mexican government has been found guilty of trying to stop the unionization of migrant seasonal workers in Canada. The Labor Relations Board of the province of British Columbia has ruled that consular officials and the Mexican government blocked the return to Canada of workers who had helped organize a union at Sidhu & Sons Nursery Limited near Vancouver. After the union activists were blocked from leaving Mexico to start work in Canada again, the union local they had helped organize was subjected to a deregistration process. The Labor Board of the province, known as BC, ruled that the union had to be reestablished. I talked to Stan Rapper about the blocking of the union activists from Mexico. Mr. Rapper works for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union in Canada, the UFCW. He is also the national coordinator of the Agricultural Workers Alliance. I asked him to describe the Labor Board ruling about the Mexican workers.
The Labor Board ruled on Friday of last week that a unit that had been unionized by UFCW Local 1518 out of British Columbia that had seasonal farm workers from Mexico, we got certified at that farm in March of 2010. And we got a collective agreement. They went home after the summer, and when they were to be called back, we realized that some of our workers, even though the collective agreement gave them seniority and recall rights, that they weren't to be returned. And so we realized that we had not only problems with some of the workers returning, but other workers had applied for decertification. We realized that we potentially had some unfair labor practices, and so we filed unfair against the employer and the Mexican consulate and the Mexican government, because we had received an envelope that clearly stated that the Mexican consulate contacted the Mexican Ministry of Labor and told them to block people because of union activity. And because we had that evidence, we filed it at the board, and this decision that came down on Friday, almost 4 years later, ruled in favor of the union, UFCW Local 1518. Ivan Limpright, the president, fought pretty hard for 4 years to make sure that our collective agreement, the seniority and recall rights and the grievance procedures remained intact. And the board ruled that the Mexican government had improperly interfered with Section 33 of the code and removed the decertification application, which means that we have our unit back.
Tell us more about the involvement of the Mexican government and its consular officials in Vancouver. It sounds like a pretty sophisticated operation. I mean, tracking union activists in Canada and then stopping them from leaving Mexico when it's time for them to go back to Canada.
The Mexican consulate in Vancouver, and this is documented in the Labor Relations Board decision, with the evidence that they had from past consulate staff that actually voluntarily testified at this hearing for UFCW. Workers, when they were picked up at the airport, were told, don't go to the union office or our support centers that help migrant farm workers. Don't get involved in union activity. Don't sign anything. And so there was a lot of intimidations towards these workers. And they also indicated that they'd actually sent people to park outside of our centers to see who was actually going in and out. So, I mean, it was very sophisticated and, you know, blatantly against the labor code in British Columbia and probably anywhere else in Canada. And the Mexican consulate and the Mexican government have taken the Labor Board and UFCW to court, arguing they have diplomatic immunity and therefore the labor code or other laws in this country don't apply to them. And the Labor Board actually ruled that, yes, they do have diplomatic immunity, but you're not immune to the protections or the laws that are here. So this ruling is really unprecedented that I've ever seen, a case where a sending country's government were out to break unions and bust our particular union, and the Labor Board actually ruling in our favor and recertifying the units.